Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis. It's Wednesday morning. It is so good to be with all of you, and I am so excited to begin a conversation with Jesus together, and I'm even more excited that we're going to continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day. No matter what the season, good, bad, ugly, rough waters, smooth sailing, whether we're just crystal clear or we feel like things are inside out, the invitation and the summons of the gospel is to walk and talk and be with Jesus. And He is amazing. He is irresistible. And the title of the podcast this morning is, He is Good. He's good. And so I've got my coffee, my Bible, my journal. I'm in my spot that I can count on in the morning. And I think it's day 122. So I don't know how long you've been, you know, with us in this journey, but welcome aboard. And I know some of you have been here every morning, and that's pretty incredible. 122 days in a row with Jesus. It's life-changing. It really is. And so anyway, He's good. He's good. And the truth is, we often, let's be honest, we often doubt the goodness of God. And sometimes we have a difficult time even saying that because it feels blasphemous or sacrilegious, or like, I know in my mind that's not true, but in my heart and my emotions and my feelings, I doubt His goodness. But we do. We doubt the goodness of God. And that's one of the things the enemy loves to do, is come and scheme and lie and twist and get us to doubt the goodness of God. And when we do doubt the goodness of God, I tend to rush and spin and toil, or fight or push or pull or perform or complain, right? Or get entitled, or expect smooth sailing. And when I tend to do all of those things, I then find that then I'm worrying, and I'm anxious, and I'm fearful. And so I just want to enter into that question this morning. It's a hard question to ask. It's maybe even a harder question to answer. But in honesty, in the presence of Jesus, do you sometimes doubt that He's good? Do you sometimes doubt the goodness of God? And what's interesting about that question is linked with worry. We're talking about wilderness. This last Sunday, we talked about the wilderness of worry. And Jesus, when He's teaching on worry and anxiety and fear, He connects this reality of worry with the goodness of God. And to the degree that we believe that God is good and for us and has us, to that degree, we will find that worry has less of a hold, a foothold, a chokehold in our lives. And James is going to say something very interesting in the book of James in the New Testament. And by the way, James is the brother, or the half-brother, of Jesus. And we're going to read a verse from the book of James, chapter 1, beginning in verse 16. James, the half-brother of Jesus, says, "Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." James is talking about the good gifts that come, every good and perfect gift come from God. James is saying that God is good, and He is the origin of everything good. And notice that first phrase in the verse that we read there, do not be deceived. Because what the enemy will do in every way, shape, or form is come to us and deceive us or seek to deceive us concerning the heart of God, concerning the goodness of God. And maybe we could think for just a moment in the midst of this wilderness, maybe even in the midst of what we are worrying about in the midst of this wilderness, how the enemy is seeking to come in and to deceive us about the heart of God, the goodness of God, and the intentions of God. Because James says, don't be deceived. And he says that because there's a battle raging where the enemy is always trying to deceive. That's exactly what happened to Eve in the Garden of Eden. The origin stories of humanity and sin are not as lengthy as we would like them to be, and not all the answers are given to us of exactly what happened, but it seems like Eve was deceived in not trusting the goodness of God's heart. Like God had given her everything, and yet the enemy said, "Ah, God's holding out on you. He's not good towards you. There's more. You can't trust him." And Eve was deceived. And James says, don't be deceived. That is always the enemy's plan. And maybe we could pause for just a moment and think about how the enemy is coming into our lives, into our minds, and trying to convince us that God's heart is not good toward us. Because if the enemy can do that, if the enemy can get us to doubt the goodness of God, we then tend, like I was saying earlier, to rush, to fight, to perform. I forget everything I said, to push, to pull, to be entitled. And when we do, we're going to find that worry and stress and fear comes rushing in. And there's always a nexus in the New Testament between the symptom of worry and knowing the goodness of God's heart. Again, Jesus said, to the degree that we know our Abba, the goodness of God's heart, and that every good and perfect gift come from the Father of the heavens, to that degree we will find worry and fear and anxiety having less of a grip, less of a foothold, less of a chokehold in our lives. And that line that James gives about every good and perfect gift coming from God. And this is probably for another podcast, but all of God's gifts are good. They're all perfect. Sometimes, we don't think that a gift that we're being given is really a good gift. It doesn't feel good. It feels like the antithesis of a gift, because maybe it's a good and perfect gift that's inviting us to love or inviting us to trust the heart and the goodness of God. And as you go back over this verse in just a moment, notice the word Father in Greek, pater. And I know we've mentioned that almost every morning, but that is the New Testament key, backbone, foundation, lifeblood, soil, linchpin, whatever analogy you want to use. Father is the key to the defeat of worry and fear. According to Jesus, according to Jesus' half-brother, the Father is good and he has us, and every good and perfect gift comes from him. And then James says he doesn't change. He's not going to change. He has our best in mind. He always has had our best in mind. He does have our best in mind. He will have our best in mind, even in the midst of the wilderness, even when we're doubting that he's good. He is pouring out his goodness. He is pouring out, as James says, every good and every perfect gift, because he's the Father of heavenly light. Now, here's what I would like for us to do this morning. Read over these few verses a few more times, and let's have a time of meditation. And meditation has been overcomplicated. It's been misunderstood. Meditation is arguably the most simple thing that a human being can do. Meditating is simply relaxing body, mind, heart. And as we are relaxing, let's just entertain and meditate on the reality that God is good. That God is good. Even in this, even in that, even in the wilderness, even in this situation, God is good. He's the source of all goodness. And let's allow the goodness of God, the fact that he's the Father of heavenly light and the giver of every good and perfect gift, to just soak into the soil of our soul. And let's enjoy that not only this morning, but throughout the rest of the day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.